Okay, everybody, don't worry, we'll get there. So, I'm her. I get up and I walk. And I give meat through the eyes for about 1 minute, 30 seconds to 1 minute. And then walk around the end, that end or that end, and join the queue once again. And that, keep going, pardon? Yes. And I'm going to give a commentary, and I'm going to ask you, if there's any problem, I'll stop. But I'm going to ask you to remain really completely silent, because we want to create a very powerful atmosphere here. And please don't sit in the chair more than about 30 seconds to a minute, and just give drishti for about 30 seconds to a minute so that we can keep going around. And as we do, yes, so as soon as they get up from a chair, you sit in the chair. Sorry. So you'll have to go and stand. Yes. So, yeah. No, you're going to walk around the back this way, Kim, and walk, and wherever the row is shortest, you can join. So I'd say, from here onwards, you walk around the back that way and join any of the rows. And from here that way, you walk around the back and join any of the rows. The next person sits on the chair. You'll be okay. You'll manage. Okay, everybody. If you're unclear still, just watch and you'll get the feeling. So, I'm going to ask our brother to play music. Thank you. Softer music. Now, can we all just... We can all just have now. Let me go. Deep inside. And visualize myself as the soul. At the heart of this life is the practice of soul consciousness. Those sitting in the chairs, just feel yourself to be a bodiless soul. And when you're ready, stand up and walk as a bodiless soul. Just feel yourself sitting so lightly in the forehead. Just walk as a soul and meet the other meet the brother soul as a bodiless soul. Just see beyond all the conditions of the body. My eternal brother, I, the bodiless soul, meet my brother, the bodiless soul. And when you're ready, those receiving drishti, just move around the sides, slowly, in soul consciousness. Just hold this feeling inside. Don't let your mind wander. The heart of this life is the experience of soul consciousness. Now when those in the chairs are ready, just stand up. You don't have to wait for others. Everyone in the room, just become more and more bodiless. Just let go. Just become the seed sitting in the forehead. Become completely detached from your body. Feel yourself so light in the forehead. Now, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Those in the back line, just keep moving. But hold this feeling of soul consciousness inside. Those on the chairs, just keep moving. You don't have to wait for others, but I, the bodiless soul, give drishti to my brother's soul. Just let go the old I of arrogance and the I of inferiority. Feel yourself so light in the forehead. Don't let your mind wander. Be with Baba. Go deeper and deeper
bodiless soul. Now just keep moving. Don't wait to be told, just hold these feelings and walk as a bodiless soul. Those in the chairs, keep moving. Feel yourself becoming so light inside. Let's all create an atmosphere of soul consciousness. I, the bodiless soul sitting lightly in the forehead, meet my brother soul. Now keep moving. You don't have to wait for others, just become introvert. Don't worry about others around you. Your brother's soul, right beyond the conditions of the body. Feel lighter and lighter and lighter, just like I'm just sitting in the forehead. Moving. I, the tiny soul, sit in the forehead. Now feel yourself to be incorporeal. I'm a non-physical being. And I sit in this body. My body sits in the chair. My body and the chair are both material. I am non-physical, incorporeal. Just feel this sweet detachment from the material world. The more I feel I'm non-physical, I naturally feel uninfluenced. Just feel you sitting lightly in the forehead, but completely uninfluenced by the world around me. Just keep moving. You don't have to wait to be told, just keep flowing. Hold your focus. Try not to let your mind wander. Just eye the soul. Eye the incorporeal soul. Just feel that nothing of this physical world can influence me. Feel the sweetness of detachment. Just keep your focus. Don't let your mind wander. Just visualize, experience, I, the non-physical, the incorporeal point, sitting lightly in the forehead. I walk as an incorporeal soul, and I meet the incorporeal soul, my brother. Just keep moving, keep, but hold your focus. And as you return, go deeper and deeper into these feelings of soul consciousness. Just meet your brother's soul. Feel I, the soul, the incorporeal. I sit in my corporeal form. I see the other as the incorporeal. Just feel yourself going deeper and deeper into soul consciousness, my natural state. Don't let anything else come into your mind. Just keep moving. But hold these sweet feelings inside. I, the bodiless soul, the incorporeal. At the heart of this life, the practice of soul consciousness. Now, as I sit in the chair, sit in deep self-respect. I have been found by Baba. I am one out of multi-millions. Just feel yourself moving into these sweet feelings. Just keep moving. Hold your focus. Walk in self-respect. Feel your original dignity. In that self-respect, through your eyes, give complete respect to the soul in front. See the original beauty in the soul. In this state of self-respect, nothing can shake me. Just feel your inner strength. I, the tiny bodiless soul. Just keep moving, keep moving. Hold these feelings. Keep going deeper and deeper. Feel your inner dignity. Feel your inner beauty. Feel so light in the body. And give respect through your eyes. Do your eyes radiate respect to everyone? The more I keep these feelings of respect, I can give respect to all. Just keep moving, keep. Don't let the mind wander. Feel so light in your body. Wander, I, the eternal soul, and full of self-respect. Hold these sweet feelings inside. You sit in the chair. Sit to sit as Baba's instrument of love. I, the bodiless soul, am filled with Baba's divine love. Walk in this love, and through your eyes radiate pure love. Just keep Baba in your mind. I am the instrument of your love, Baba. Feel your eyes are beacons of love, filling the world with divine love. Feel your mind full of these sweet feelings of pure love. Radiate to the soul in front and to all souls. Absorb yourself in the ocean of love. Become the instrument to share this love with all my brothers and sisters in the world. I am an instrument of love. See all the souls of the world in front of me. The embodiment of love, spread Baba's love into the atmosphere. Feel this love healing my brothers and sisters. My whole purpose in life is to spread Baba's love, Just feel yourself like a beacon of love, radiating, giving, serving the whole world. Just keep moving calmly, quietly in soul consciousness. Don't let your mind wander. Remain in the essence of Baba's love. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper. Just feel how light you are in the body, experiencing Baba's presence as I move, as I give drishti, as I stand, as I sit. Keep moving as an angel now. Just walk like an angel. Through your eyes and your face, radiate mercy and compassion for everyone. Suspend all your judgmental thoughts. I am just an instrument of love and mercy. I am an angel. Baba, you have made me an angel to serve this world. Hear the cries of all my brothers and sisters. They're calling for the angels to come. Just feel the full self-respect. I am Baba's angel. I am his instrument to give his message of love and truth. Don't let any other thoughts enter your mind. Just go deeper and deeper into these feelings. Feel your mind. Feel your mind spraying the world with joy, purity, and peace. Hold these sweet feelings inside. Don't let your mind wander. Now, wherever you are, whether you're sitting or standing or giving drishti, just stop. Just hold these feelings, these sweet feelings, experiences of soul consciousness. Now, when you feel ready, just find a few others. Sit somewhere, bring the chairs together, and share your experience. You can sit on the chairs on the side, sit on the floor. Just find a few others. Just find a few others. You can sit on the floor or turn the chairs around. And sometimes I think that we all know what body consciousness is. Body consciousness, you know, when the soul comes under the influence of its own impurity, its own weaknesses, the vices. But I think action consciousness has become the culture of the world today. If you do something, you get an experience immediately. Brother, we don't need the fans, thanks. No fans, lights, sorry. So when we're action conscious, we do something to get an experience. And sometimes I feel when yoga is not so good, when I don't have so much experience of soul consciousness, we fall back to the old addiction, do something and you get a reward. So that's why I think service has become such a thing. Do, do, do. And you get these temporary highs from doing action. And yet this whole university was set up to study soul consciousness. And I don't know whether any of you have ever heard Daddy Ratan Mohini talking about the early days of the Yajna. Baba created such a culture of soul consciousness. You know, when they woke up in the morning, they would sit up in bed and just feel, I, the soul, have incarnated in the body. You know, as they walk, I, the soul, meet the soul. And even Brahma Baba would watch them meeting each other to see what was the quality of the meeting. Was their body consciousness involved or was it soul conscious? Because fundamentally, this is the first step of spiritual experience. When you can really learn the art of detaching from the body, it's like opens you to the world of spiritual experiences where those fragrances start to fill your mind and heart. And there's that like natural sustenance. And I have, over the years, to put it so simply, the main reason we can't really have the connection with Baba is a lack of the practice of true soul consciousness. It's really, the first lesson is so fundamental. Have you ever heard a Sakamoli where Baba doesn't say, be soul conscious? Because it's the fundamental study here. And I've done a lot of experiments in soul consciousness, in the laboratory of my mind. I've done three types of experiments. The first is like the form of the soul. And that's a wonder that the soul exists, but it has no length, breadth or width. It's non-physical. It's the most subtle thing. And I remember a Sakamuli where Baba, the whole Muli, Baba was like coaching us into soul consciousness. Baba said, children, wake up in the early morning and start to think, I'm a tiny soul. And Baba said, become smaller and smaller. There's nothing smaller than the soul. Step back, let go. And the whole morning, Baba was coaching how to let go. Because the lighter the soul feels in the body, the more the mind is filled with the fragrance of that spiritual feeling, which is the great sustenance in this journey. And I find the more I practice these things and I really become detached from the body, I experience so much lightness and so much internal peace. The second experiment I've done is in the nature of the soul. The nature meaning I'm non-physical. My favorite spiritual experiment is to be incorporeal. When Brahma Baba left the body and he came back after 3 days, what was his message? He summarized 32 years of efforts in 3 words. And the first word was? Incorporeal. And when I asked Didi Manmohini, I said to Didi, Didi, what's the main effort? I think sometimes Brahmins have stress because there's so many efforts we should make. You know, Baba says, do this, do this. There's a shopping list. And Didiji said to be incorporeal. And I can tell you that's my experience, that when I start, and I've done these experiments as I go around through the day, I just focus on one thing, one thing. As I walk, as I move, as I do things, that I'm a non-physical being in a physical world. And my experience is the more you keep asking yourself, what does it feel? How does it feel to be non-physical in this physical world? All the things of the corporeal can't influence you anymore. You know, a lot of Brahmins keep thinking, why am I so affected? Anyone here feel that? And so I think sometimes I must be detached, I must be detached, I must be detached. And what happens? I'm not detached. My experience, when you feel I'm a non-physical entity, when it's not an intellectual belief but an experience, you automatically have a sense of being uninfluenced by anything in the corporeal world. You're present, you're involved, you're connected, you're communicating, but you're uninfluenced. It's like what we really want if we practice the fundamentals of the first lesson, which Brahma Baba was such an expert. Even the nature of the soul, not only to be non-physical, but to be eternal. You know, once Daddy Jenki said, eternity is the essence of soul consciousness. When I experience, and I've done this experiment also over periods. Sometimes I do them for weeks or months. I keep just reminding myself, not just intellectually, but how does it feel? How does it feel? Really, you become fearless. How much fear do we all carry? Really, you know, we can tell how much karma we have by how much fear is in the soul. The more I experience that I always exist, my eternal nature, and I do experiments over a few months, I start to chip away at some of those really, really deep sanskaras that are sitting in the soul. And I think, for me, you know, it's so fundamental, these practices, you know, to really, I think, quite frankly, we're superficial in the first lesson. And that's where Baba had so much attention, because my own experience is that most of us, when we meditate, what happens? We spend life processing. Who processes when you meditate? Process how you feel. Analyze. You know, how much do I really experience the connection? Why? It sounds so basic. Because the first lesson isn't strong. Because I can only enter Baba's world when that first lesson is so profound. It's so simple. Even the first experiment I love to do is the form of the soul. The second is the nature, to be incorporeal, eternal, etc. The third is the identity. And that means the original nature is pure. The original nature is pure. I feel that a lot of us, what happens is we try so hard. I'm a soul, I'm a point. But I still identify with my old set, my recent set of impure samskaras. And so I'm practicing to be a soul, but I still identify with being impure. And it's like really entering those, that set of samskaras is sitting inside of me. You know how Baba got us to do the five forms? Remember years ago? And Baba said in 5 seconds go from the eternal to the original to the worthy of worship to the Brahman to the angel. Do you remember? And that's a wonderful experiment because you have like 5 sets of samskaras in the soul. This body conscious set is so dominating at the moment. It's like I'm stuck in this set of samskaras. But as I travel around the cycle and I taste the eternal samskaras, I taste the original, I taste the Brahman, I taste the angel, it's like as I move around, I get detached from the identity of this present set of samskaras. And I think that, you know, really a yogi is one who has to experiment, you know. We have to experiment in the laboratory of the mind because these feelings really sustain me. So I just wondered if anyone would like to share an experience of what you felt during that little exercise. I know there's usually more. There's not so many usually when we do it, so there was a lot of us. But still, did anyone have any special experience they would like to share with everybody? Yeah, the whole experience was special. You know, I think that sometimes I've had, you know, such deep experiences, and I think to go around life, you know, Baba's created a timetable in the day to wake up, establish that quality of experience in the morning and then sustain it. You know, live in that state. Extraordinary state, not an ordinary state. Is there anyone? Yes. Marla, do you want to come? I think we won't hear you otherwise.
Om Shanti. So at one point, I couldn't feel my legs. Yeah, I was feeling like I was walking on air. So I was like thinking, do I need to come back? Because I was almost feeling like jello. And just everybody was feeling so light. And the atmosphere was absolutely still. And when we finished, I didn't want to come on to sound because it felt very comfortable being in silence. So that was an experience.
Anyone else? Come, Sadiq. Who else didn't feel like speaking at the end? Yeah. You know, Baba wants us to remain beyond sound, doesn't he? And I think when you're really in that soul conscious state, truly, you start to think, should I speak or not? Rather than just, you know, downloading everything that comes into your mind. Does everyone know this, brother? He's from ORC in Delhi.
Brother Sadiq. Sadiq. Sadiq Ali. Well, I would say this experience empowered me how I can go deeper into my soul consciousness. As brother is taking into level by level, first he had, the commentary was in such a way to look the soul, and then to go into the self-respect, and then to go into the presence with Baba, connected with Baba. And I had become an angel, so it's when it go deeper and deeper, and when I try to feel that experience of in each individual step, that is, I am going still deeper, under the, go out of this consciousness of the body. And especially when I give the drishti to other souls, as if I'm putting my energy into the other souls. On the flip side, when I get the drishti, I feel so light and I get the blessings from the other souls. So this is the way I can go slightly go into the deeper of experience of the silence. The only the great challenge it was when other persons come in front of me, known to me, that automatically the previous conversation what I was having with them, that has been come up in my mind. But when the commentary was that, don't make wander your mind. So I tried to put a break on my the thoughts, thereby I could be able to bring my, so that sustains me. But even though the challenge comes, but that experience of feelings, that breaks that the pre-conversations and to move on to the experiences. And finally I come to the state of the silence. It was a good experience, of course. Thank you.
I was just experiencing, you start to go deeper and deeper and deeper, and at some point, what can be deeper than that deep point? So it's like jumping in a well without end, and at some point you just kind of don't know, where to go, let's say. Just allow.
Is there anyone else who would like to share something? Would anyone like to ask a question? Does everyone want to stay beyond sound? I'm thinking that's the case. Yes. Did you hear the question at the back? She was just asking, it was mentioned that, in the days of the early Yajna, Baba created such an atmosphere of soul consciousness. I remember when I began, I was with a friend of mine in London. We'd been coming for about 3 months, and Daddy asked us what our experience was. And my friend said, Daddy, I've realized how incredibly body conscious I am. And Daddy went, right. Because I think when we really understand, when you really get your head around the idea of the soul, that it's a point. It has no physical size. It's an extraordinary thing. What holds the soul in the body? It's just my identity with it. When I really go into the depth of these things, it creates such an atmosphere. And I think it's the culture that Baba created at the beginning that's still sustaining us. I feel when I started, that culture of self-realization was very much, but we have to serve the world. Our focus is on service now, and yet the power of service really comes from the power of soul consciousness. And it's really each one's individual responsibility. And I feel that the way Baba has constructed a day is that we wake up in the morning and we, that early morning time is to really be with Baba and create that state of soul consciousness. Because during the day we have to be busy. We have to do things. Sometimes I think it's like soil. In the mind, when I create the good soil, the thoughts that grow out of it, even when you're busy throughout the day, are quality thoughts. So if you do the right work in the morning, even though you're busy, you're doing things, still quality thoughts are emerging. If you wake up and you feel negative, it's like that soil that has been in the mind, all the thoughts growing out of it aren't quality thoughts. And I think that, I would say that it is our fundamental subject of study, which is soul consciousness. And really, how far have I really moved into it? How deeply have I gone into this practice? Because it's the foundation of yoga. It's the foundation of stability. It's really our experience of the original state of the soul in the golden age, etc. This is the real study here. And my favorite word at the moment is attention. The Muli that Baba spoke at Christmas Day, where Baba said, keep moving forward. And the method is just to pay attention. And this is what introvertness is. I go about my day, but I'm actually
really keeping my focus. And even I've done a lot of experiments on how to see the soul in the body. You know, that's a very deep thing. And a few months ago, Babu was saying, children, this is one of the highest efforts to make. Because when I first started, you know, I was living in London. I had a job in the center of London. I remember walking down the road and I would say, you know, you're a soul, you're a soul, you're a soul, you know. But actually, I was quite body conscious. You're just seeing the forehead. You then begin to become a bodiless soul, so you see how the other is a bodiless soul. But there's even a step further. I think when you feel your incorporeal, when you see the incorporeal soul, that's when actually you really do go beyond the influence of the body. I, the incorporeal, see how the incorporeal motivates the physical form. This is the level Baba's taking us to. And yet still I feel we can be influenced by other people. What I've been practicing recently is to see the incorporeal and see the part in the soul. The way you can feel loving and detached from everybody is when you actually see that each soul has an eternal part scored in their memory track. And that's how you can interact with all types of personalities and yet not remain influenced by them. It's this deep attention, this deep practice and deep attention, which is, and it's so fundamental. And I don't know, who loves going back to the basics of this life? I love it, actually. I often feel when I came, there was such attention to these things. You know, I can remember I had a job at Imperial College in London when I was there. I used to scan collisions in the electron chamber in the physics department at London University. But I had to walk across Hyde Park to get there. And I just used to walk and be a soul. And I just focused on it. And I really felt I would float. And I began to feel that, you know, when people say they levitate, I don't believe they do. But you have an experience of it. And I think we have to really experiment and educate myself how to fathom the depth of this practice, because it's absolutely fundamental to this life. Absolutely fundamental. So anyone else got a question or... Yes, Marla. She's just mentioning that when she leaves home in the morning, she's in a good state of soul consciousness. And as she goes to work, the atmosphere starts to penetrate. You know, I honestly believe when I first started, I think I was much too sensitive to the external atmosphere. I think it's our weakness. A part of body consciousness is the mind wants to take. You feel empty. So the position of the mind is I need something. So when someone offers me love, I accept love. I accept respect. But I also accept criticism and negativity. I accept everything. You know? And so the internal stage goes up and down. And, you know, the more I feel full, I start to give. And that's why I feel that if I go to work and I really feel I'm here as an instrument and I'm here to serve and to give. Because that sanskara of taking means, you know, I feel the habit, the addiction of taking sorrow is so deep. That's been an addiction for half a cycle and now I have to change. And that's why the subject of service is such an important subject. It's subject of service is a spiritual subject because it's changing the sanskara of taking, absorbing, being influenced to giving and to giving. The more I give, the less I'm influenced. And really my own experience is that as I've moved forward, I feel less and less affected by personalities, behaviors, situations, vibrations, attitudes, all the stuff that usually affects my thinking. So it's just practice. It's really just practice. Yes, one more question. And if anyone, I see a few have to leave. So if you have to leave, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, well, listen. I mentioned about the form of the soul, the nature of the soul, and the identity of the soul. I was just talking about different experiments in soul conscious practice. The form of the soul is just letting be a seed, you know, becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. The nature is practicing to be incorporeal, eternal, etc. And the identity is really purity. My original nature is purity. So as I can see, lunch is calling. Have you noticed? So what? Pardon? Oh, they have to take the bus. Thank you, Tinma. Okay, so we will reconvene at 4:30. That's right, 4:30. So let's have 2 or 3 minutes of silence. And in these 2 or 3 minutes, start the practice of attention. Rather than letting the mind wander, thinking what's on the menu for lunch, absolutely become the seed and go beyond and feel Baba's love.